Let me pray for us. Blessed Father, we ask that your word this morning to us would encourage us, comfort us, strengthen us, make us more like Jesus Christ, and cause us to love you even more. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. You may be seated. Y'all ready for a Christmas miracle? For those of you that are new, my name is Sulmane Megadi. I'm one of the pastors at the church here. And I want to spend just a couple of minutes talking about joy. About joy. There are three things that I want to point out about joy from the passage that we just read this morning in the gospel. Today is the third Sunday of Advent. And this is the Sunday that we think about the joy that the world experienced and experiences when Jesus shows up. You see, when Mary heard that Elizabeth was pregnant, right, she immediately made haste to go and visit her cousin, because who else could possibly understand what she had gone through? I mean, Mary had just heard a message from an angel saying that she was going to have a child that was going to be the baby Jesus who was going to bring salvation to the world. Impossible. And yet, Elizabeth had the same kind of experience because Elizabeth is barren, and she was going to have a child. And so she quickly rushes to meet cousin Elizabeth. As she enters into Elizabeth's home, she says, "Hello, cousin Elizabeth. You will never believe what has happened to me." And just before Mary's about to give her all the details, Elizabeth, full of the Holy Spirit, just says, "Blessed are you, Mary, among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And then Elizabeth adds that the baby within her, John, when he heard the greeting of Mary, he also leaped in her womb with joy. Now, why did Elizabeth and John rejoice when they heard Mary? Simple answer, they liked Mary, yes, but the simple answer was because of the fruit of her womb. You see, Mary was carrying the baby Jesus in her. And so when she entered into Elizabeth's house, she was carrying Jesus into that house. And that's the first thing I want to point out about this particular passage. That when Jesus shows up, his people rejoice. When Jesus shows up, his people rejoice. And you know, like Mary, in some ways, you and I who are believers, we carry Jesus with us. That means that when we enter into the space of God's people, they should rejoice when they see us. And we ourselves should have joy because we have Jesus as well. That's the first thing I want to point out. Second thing I want to point out is that this joy, the reason we rejoice for Jesus, is actually outlined in the passage. Mary sang in the latter part of the portion that we read, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Then she lists five reasons why her soul magnifies the Lord and why her spirit rejoices. The first one is that he looks upon the lowly, those who are of low condition, who are humble, and he lifts them up. The second one is that he shows mercy to everyone who fears and loves him. The third thing is that for every single person that is proud and that oppresses other people, God meets out justice. He gives them justice. And then he also provides for the needy, and he fulfills his promises. Those five things are the reason why Mary rejoices. The coming of Jesus Christ into the world marks the way that God himself does these things, because it is through Jesus Christ that those five things are accomplished. It is through Jesus that God lifts up the lowly, shows mercy to those who fear and love him, that he shows justice to those who are proud and those who are oppressive of other people, that he provides for the needy, and that he fulfills his promises. So therefore, Mary rejoices. And in a little bit, just like Jesus, as the church, as we wait for his coming, we ourselves fulfill these things for the world. They experience these five things through us. And so the world should rejoice when they think of the church. And the last thing I want to point out from the passage is that both Elizabeth and Mary were very close to God and deep in Scripture. You know, it's very interesting that Mary does not tell Elizabeth that she was pregnant. The moment she heard the greeting, she's like, whoa, blessed are you. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? How did she know? If not for the fact that she was close to God and in prayer, and the Holy Spirit revealed it to her, either through a vision, maybe an angel told her that Mary was coming, whatever the case, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit because she was close to God. And look at Mary, the song that she sang, guys, it has about like 15 references to other passages in Scripture. Every single phrase can be tied to a passage in the Old Testament. That makes me think that Mary was meditating on Scripture, was memorizing Scripture a lot, so that when joy slammed up against her, what came out was scriptural praise, right? So here's the one sentence for this Christmas miracle that is a 5-minute sermon. Whenever Jesus shows up, we rejoice because of the things that God accomplishes through him. And if we are regularly abiding in God's word, that rejoicing comes forth in scriptural praise. So let's rejoice that Jesus is here. Let us rejoice. Let's pray. Father, we pray that we will rejoice at the coming of your Son and be a symbol of joy to the world, that when they experience us, they will see the good things that Jesus offers to them and come into the kingdom to experience the joy. We pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.